Susie Hodges was at the FAO headquarters in Rome today. During the sessions, she shared some of the highlights of the day's activities and spoke with us about the tone of the gathering.
You hear a lot of concern about the gravity of the global food price crisis. And you hear a lot of alarming statistics, you know, about we need a 30% rise in agricultural production, we need to revitalize agriculture, you need short-term measures like, you know, more funding. But you also need to look at long-term measures, and this, of course, is much more difficult. And, of course, there's disagreements, too, about some of the causes. There's quite a contentious issue is that of biofuels, which has been billed as one of the causes that's spurring the rise of foodstuffs because forests have been felled and crops have been grown to feed biofuels. And then, of course, we had the president of Brazil, which is one of the biggest countries in the world, making a strenuous defense of the use of biofuels and saying that powerful lobbies who are at work to try and, you know, blacken this case.
There were a couple of particularly strident interventions this morning.
Indeed, there were.
Could you talk with us a little bit about those?
Yes, perhaps the most strident intervention was that of the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He very much focused on the rising price of oil, and he implied that there were hidden and unhidden hands at work to control these prices mendaciously to pursue their political and economic aims. And he was blaming here, without naming any names, powerful and international capitalist countries. And he also accused them of artificially keeping the price of oil and energy high. And he said, worse than that, they are also protesting against the development and production of use of nuclear energy, which he said is clean and cheap. And of course, as you know, there's been a lot of controversy over Iran's nuclear program, which many of the Western powers believe is aimed at producing weapons.
Can you talk a little bit about the direction in which things seem to be going? And can you look ahead a little bit, at least to the lineup tomorrow?
I think there's some common threads. And yet, you know, does it go any further than a talking shop? You know, yes, now everybody's talking about it. But then will they all go back to their own countries? Will they follow up on their pledges? Or will it just be business as usual? And there is, you know, running alongside this genuine concern expressed by many people, a certain world-weary cynicism.